Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. What is Lifestyles Unlimited? Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We teach people how to invest in real estate assets to create passive income both monthly and quarterly. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded by Dale Walmsley over 30 years ago. Dale Walmsley began investing in real estate assets essentially to free himself from the corporate grinder, and he found that within 2 years he had created enough passive income that he could walk away from his corporate job and live his life to the fullest on his terms. And I will tell you this, Dale Walmsley gives back by teaching that same method today so that we can pass it on to others. And we duplicate that method. I duplicate that method. Real estate investing is a fundamental life change for the better. And that is not an overstatement. That is not an exaggeration. And I don't just mean financially. Of course, it is financially a change for the better, but it is a mental change for the better. When you have income coming in and month out, that equals security, and security equals peace of mind. Real estate investing is a mindset change, and we look at the world so much different as real estate investors than when we were W-2 wage earners and wage savers trying to work hard enough to create a life in the future, trying to save enough to create a life in the future. We don't do that anymore. We invest and create that life now. I will also say much of what we do is counterintuitive to everything you've been taught and told your entire life. One of those items involves debt, leveraging, using debt, borrowing money. You've been told, taught, conditioned to pay off your home, and that if you buy investment property, to pay cash. My friends, that is a system that we do not believe in. As investors, we do not believe in the paid-off rental property. We do not pay cash for our properties. Why? Quite frankly, the returns are much greater, often 2 to 3 times greater, if not larger than that, with leverage. When I bring the bank to my deal as a partner, my returns are much better. And here's a spoiler alert. We maintain leverage on every property we own. We utilize banks. We utilize lenders as partners when we purchase these assets. Personally, I like to maintain 20 to 30% of equity in the homes. I want to have a note on the remainder. And when my equity gets in the mid-30s, 40s, somewhere in there, depending on the asset, well, I make a change. I either look to refinance that property and pull that debt equity out and put it to work on other properties, or I sell the property. I'll also say, if my net worth was 10 times greater than what it is today, I would not pay off my real estate assets. It makes no sense financially in today's world. Today's world of essentially free money, 3% interest rates, and we've got essentially inflation that's greater than that. That's free money, my friends. Now, if interest rates were to expand to something that we had in the early 80s in the Carter years, absolutely I would change my strategy. When you're looking at an 8, 10, 12, 16% interest rate, yes, your strategy would change. Now, what is it that makes the availability of low interest rates possible for investors? It's quite simple, my friends. Financial credit makes this possible. Your two most important documents you will use as an investor are your personal financial statement and your credit report. The difference between good credit and bad credit, quite literally, tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And I can argue that excellent credit versus good credit will produce an additional maximizer to your portfolio's overall performance. I have a subject matter expert on the show today to discuss all matters credit. And I want you to understand there's nuances to credit. There's some items that you probably aren't aware of. There are things that very savvy, smart people do today with their credit that, quite frankly, aren't helping them. And so I've got on today's show one of our most popular vendors that we have here at Lifestyles Unlimited, Mike Doyle of Ace Credit Counseling. Mike, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me today. I love doing this. I love helping Lifestyles members in education about credit.
Well, you do. I can tell you bring a lot of passion. And like I said, you are one of our most popular vendors. We love having you around, and you've taught me personally quite a bit. So, Mike, as we unpeel this show, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself and how long you've been a vendor member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
I was a banker for about 25 years, and then I went to financial planning, and now I've been doing this over 8 years with Lifestyles. Lifestyles is a great group. I love doing this. But what I do is try to change people's lives like Lifestyles does. I want to give them an opportunity to have a good score where they can invest, like you talk about, and they can leverage their money. Because we need to leverage, but you have to have good credit scores to do that. And I educate people about things to do and what not to do. I've got a speech, credit sense is not common sense. You do the right thing to do, and it totally destroys your credit score. So that's what we talk about. We have free consultations, and my number is 214-240-4538. And I'll probably do two or three consults with the Lifestyle members every week, just giving them advice on what to do about their credit score, how to improve their score.
Mike, you've helped a lot of people, and we're running out of time to discuss, really to go into anything deep that I want to go into, and I've got a ton when we follow up. I want to get into some of those nuances that people do with their credit. I want to get into how someone could rebuild their credit, but really I want to get into a lot of folks have good credit, and how can we take that and turn it into excellent credit. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a short break.
Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know what, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. If you have any questions for me about real estate investing, how to get started, any sort of peculiar item you want to talk about in your own investing path, I'm here to help you. Please send me an email, and I do respond personally to each and every email I get. My email address is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I want to say this, great credit is the ultimate wealth-building tool. Now, you've been taught your whole life that you should pay cash for everything, and you should pay off your home. I'm telling you, with leverage, your returns are maximized. And if you want to challenge me on that, I'm happy to debate you via email, or not even debate. That's kind of a counter word there. I'm happy to discuss it with you and show you mathematically what I'm talking about. I have on today's show Mike Doyle, and Mike Doyle, it, for me, is all things credit. I've learned quite a bit from Mike. And Mike, I want to talk about people come to us at Lifestyles Unlimited. They want to invest in real estate, but look, life gets in the way. We've got people that come to us with excellent credit, and we've got people that come to us and they just want to rebuild their life. You know, maybe they've been through a bankruptcy, divorce, medical bills, etc. How long would it take somebody that's starting over to build their credit to such an extent that they could then use that credit to leverage and buy rental properties?
Normally it takes about 3 to 6 months.
That fast?
That fast. If they'll listen to us. We have a game plan. We do it right. And we give them a free consultation about the credit, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And it takes 3 to 6 months, and that's it.
Okay, that's fantastic news. So if someone wanted to invest in real estate and they've thought themselves, they're listening to us now and they've never maybe looked into Lifestyles Unlimited or even another investment group, they probably just told themselves, oh, I got to wait 7 years. That's what you always hear. But if you can fix them in 3 to 6 months and they can begin buying rental properties, by the end of the year, they can start changing their life. That's fantastic news. I want to ask you this. I've always wondered, credit ratings and scores associated with such. And where I'm going is I'll do some research online occasionally if I want to calculate a mortgage before I maybe enter into a property. And so I go to mortgage calculator and look it up. And there's always they ask you a bunch of questions to fill in your information. And there's always a blank. It says, what is your credit? And it doesn't ask for a score. Just it's already pre-populated, either excellent, good, poor, bad. I don't know what all those categories are. What are those levels and what do those mean to a potential borrower?
Excellent credit is 720 or above. And now, look, to get the best rate right now, you need to have a 760. But a 720, think about credit. You can qualify some loans at 680, but every 20 points on your score will save you money on the interest rate. So think about a stair step, not 19 points, but 20 points. So 660, 680, 700, 720. And if you do an inquiry and you get 1 point knocked off and you have a 719, you just raise your interest rate.
Oh, wow.
So every point counts on credit. And what people don't understand is there's a FICO score that's pulled by mortgage companies. That score is going to be lower than any score you see on the internet, even though they have FICO 8, FICO 7, FICO 6 on all these websites. But they're not really true FICO scores. The only true FICO score is pulled by a mortgage company. And they place different emphasis on different things in your credit, and that's why it's normally a little lower than what you see on the internet. Usually about 30-point difference.
So they're graded in 20 points. So just doing one little thing like an inquiry, you may think that's no big deal, but it's popping you down to a different level and changing your interest, which over time, that's just really just costing you money.
They did that. They were referred to us by a loan officer. We got them up there to 721. Everything's great. So they go shopping, and they drop your score down to 717. So, you know, you got to be careful what you do about credit. And
right.
We'll talk about later on some things you don't want to do about credit.
Well, let's go into something before someone buys a property. Let's say their timeline is they want to buy a rental property within 90 days. Should they stop using their credit, or what's the best practice? What does someone need to do? Should they just start going to all cash on their purchases? What do you advise?
Do not get an installment note in that time frame. That's where you have set monthly payments for a set period of time. Anytime you get an installment note, it's going to drop your score for about 90 days.
So don't go. Yeah, don't. No matter how tempting it is to buy the new car, Don't do it if you're about to buy a rental property.
My lifestyles member in California called me, and I don't think my score is where it needs to be. I said, I think it is. He had a 725 score. He said, why don't you go buy my wife a car? I said, I thought you were going to buy a house. Well, we are going to do that, too. I says, you're not buying the car until you get the keys to your house and enclosed. He said, why is that? Because if you get that car, you will not have a 725 credit score. It's going to go down, probably about 25 points. The bureaus say that you're taking on a debt, a set payment, and they're not for sure you can make that payment. So you've got to make 2 to 3 payments before they'll put it back up. That's all it is. They're just saying we're not for sure you can make that payment. Another thing is on credit cards. Get all your credit cards below 30% of the available credit. So it doesn't make any difference if you have a $200 limit or a $20,000 limit. Do not go above 30% of the available on your credit card.
That's something you taught me a couple of years ago when we first did this show. I had no idea because I've got several credit cards, but I would use, you've got the family card, right? That's where you put the groceries, the gas,
right.
Everything on it. And when I went back and looked, I was peaking over that 30% mark of available credit every month, and I just didn't realize that that was affecting me because I paid the bill every month. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm not carrying a balance, but that's what you taught me is the fact that I was going over 30 and had been doing so for years. Quite frankly, to tell you, no one had ever mentioned that to me.
A lot of people understand that most bureaus report, most credit card companies report the bureau once a month. Some do it twice a month. So what you want to do is you want to pay your payment online 5 days before the bill is due. So let's just say you pay it when it's due. You put it in the mail. They don't get it until the day, 2 days later. And then they've all reported your balance to the credit bureau. So that balance will not change for 30 days on your credit report. Had a client in South Texas. I told him about his to do that, paid all his credit cards 5 days ahead of time. In 60 days, his score went up 60 points, only because he is paying his credit card debts down before they reported and not after. He's been paying them down, but been paying them after the report. If you pay them down the day after the report, it's going to be that high balance the next 30 days.
That's interesting. Mike, they're pushing us out. We're going to come back and continue and talk in credit. And when we come back, I want to talk about some things that we can do to go from good credit to excellent credit. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I appreciate you tuning in today. If you've got any questions about real estate investing or Lifestyles Unlimited, please reach out to me. My email is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So if you've been listening to the first 2 segments, I think you can see that Lifestyles Unlimited is more than just an educational and mentoring group. We have a community of like-minded individuals. We utilize best practices, and we also have a community of incredible vendors that can help you in so many different ways with every single aspect of real estate investing. And one of those vendors is Mike Doyle of Ace Credit Counseling. And Mike helps folks with credit, not just folks with bad credit, but in the last segment, as we were talking about, there's little nuances that you can, little practices that you can do involving your credit to get those scores higher. And a lot of things that we do, we may think we're smart enough and don't need to really look into some of this, but just by improving your credit just a few points, you can again save yourself on that interest rate and save thousands of dollars. So, Mike, let's talk about someone comes to you with good credit. And again, I would advise somebody to reach out to you or to a credit counselor if they're about to embark and say begin buying 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 rent properties so that they can kind of get their act in order of what they need to do. But what would you tell somebody to go from good credit to excellent credit, and how long would that take?
What we do is we get a report from a credit that has a 7-year history, every account they have. And then we evaluate it, tell them what they need to do, what they don't need to do. Let me give you an example. And don't try to do this yourself. It's a free consultation. Had a client in Arizona, a Lifestyles member, approved for a little over $500,000. He saw a report. He was trying to make it right. He saw a $75 medical collection reporting to two bureaus. He paid it. He said, "That's my debt. I'm going to pay it." They had to report his credit because he had paid it. It had changed. It was reported to two bureaus. His score dropped 116 points and 123 points.
Wait, I'm going to jump in real quick. So he had a debt or a collection on his credit. He paid it, and his credit score dropped. Is that what you're saying?
116, 123 points.
Good Lord.
His loan rate, 0.5%. His payment went up $250 a month on a 30-year note for paying a $75 medical collection. The good news is I got that thing removed from his report, and he's fine. He went back to $795. He's happy. What I'm saying is, we'll give you advice on what to do. Just don't try to do it on your own without talking to us, because the collection, and I'm seeing a lot of Lifestyles members have collections from medical, the doctor, the hospital, $25, $40, $80. It's not the amount of the collection. The worst day ever is the first day that collection hits, and it starts aging. A collection for $10 can affect your score, drop your score just as much as a collection for $10,000. A collection is on there from the activity date. The client we talked about, that was 4 years old. It had been gone in 3. When he paid it, it had been gone in 7 years. A collector will tell you, "We'll mark this as paid in full in your credit report." And that's true. They do that. But it's a zero balance, but the date change. That's what impacts the scores, the date change.
Gotcha.
It's like a brand new collection.
So just to be clear, you're not advocating not paying off collections.
No.
You're advocating do it in a professional manner that's not crushing your credit at the same time. Because, again, it's counterintuitive. Like you said, don't do this on your own.
But the trouble is, Mike, a lot of these collections, medically, have been actually paid. They miscode it, they recode it, and they get paid in 120 days. But in 90 days, they send it to collectors every night. So it's actually been paid. That's what we come in and we make them validate the debt. They have to prove to us that it's accurate, and a lot of times it's not accurate, so it falls off. And if we are going to pay it, we get a letter signed in advance if they'll remove them off of the credit bureaus. If they won't do that, we do something different.
That's interesting, and when I think about, I would agree that there's probably a lot of people out there that would say, "Oh, it's just a small collection, I'm not going to deal with it," or "it's just a half point of percent." But again, that half point of percent changed this gentleman's payment by $200 a month. That's $2,400 a year, compounded over decades, is a ton
years.
Of money. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's money that you should be putting into more real estate to create that passive income. So, a half point, I mean, just the very tiny numeric changes they're infinite. They're magnified. Again, what we're doing is building wealth, and we're borrowing money to do so.
We're not saying don't pay your debts. We're saying pay it right or make them validate the accuracy of that account. And every derogatory on your report has to be validated by the creditor, not by you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to go ahead.
Or buy the house, right? Buy the rental property and then pay it. right? Because you're already kind of locked in. Well, get out of the hard money into your conventional loan and then pay it. So one more step on it.
Well, okay. Most of the time we get it removed because they can't validate the debt.
Okay. Mike, I got a question for you. There's a pretty famous radio host out there that he's all about cutting up the credit cards and putting them in the blender. And oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, that's financial kindergarten. I understand that some people just can't control themselves. You know, you take some people to a casino and they really need to be buying shoes and they start gambling. I get it. I'm not going to throw darts at that. But why don't you give us the reality as investors? What happens when we start cutting up these credit cards that we've had for 20, 30 years?
Well, your history starts fading in the sunset. Because you have activity, and it just gradually fades away. And I took that guy's course just to see, and it's great for budgeting. It is great to be, if people started right on the right track, but we have to leverage credit.
Yeah.
So what happens is it fades, and it's why I have people that I want to every 6 months, I want them to use a credit card they hadn't used in a year, $25 a month, to create activity, to prove the bureaus that you're responsible, you're making payments on time, and it's active. If you don't act, if you want to, you have a 20-year-old card, you'll make sure they don't deactivate that card because you didn't use it for a year. Because that's part of your, that's how you get the 800 scores, is a length of history on your credit cards. So you need to keep these cards active, and this takes $25 just to show the payment plan. I had a client the other day that his Lifestyles member has a 705 mid-score and no revolving credit. So what's going to happen is in 90 days, he's probably going to have a 765 to 80 credit score because he got two credit cards. He's paying $25 a month on charging and paying off. Because he put the he had real estate, he had an installment note, but he didn't have the third leg of that stool called revolving debt. You need all three. You can get by with just the credit card and the installment note, but later on you need to have the mortgage in there also.
Mike, repeat those three types that you need on your credit score.
Initially, you need a revolving, a which credit card.
Okay.
An installment note.
Which is a loan.
Set monthly payments for a set period of time, then you have, that's it, it's gone.
Yeah.
And the third leg is the real estate, but you can get by with a good score on the first two.
And then get your real estate.
Right, and we tell people how they never, don't even have an installment note how to do that because you have to do it right or it won't help you all. If you don't make seven payments on that installment note, it will not help your credit score after it's paid off.
Yeah, that's a good point. And again, I learned that from you, that someone will go out and get a loan, but they'll get the loan for 3 or 4 months and then pay it off, and it did absolutely nothing for their credit. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. I want you to understand, credit is the ultimate wealth-building tool, contrary to what you've been taught your whole life. We'll be right back after a short break.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I have Mike Doyle with Ace Credit Counseling on the show today. And Mike is our resident expert of credit, and he can help you. And again, he's not just here to help folks with bad credit. You've got bad credit and you want to rebuild it and you want to purchase some properties, he's here for you. A lot of people that probably don't reach out that have good credit and think their credit's, hey, my credit's good, I'm going to be able to buy properties, don't even realize you can reach out, get some advice, and go from good to excellent, and again, improve those scores so that you can get a better interest rate on your loan, which again will maximize your returns on the property. And then Mike can also help you create credit when you don't have credit. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a sec. But I want to go into our Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Multifamily Masters Tour. It is going to be in Houston in just a couple of months, my friends. It's March 17th, 18th, and 19th in Houston, Texas at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Now, I want you to understand, the expo is Friday and Saturday. Those are full expo days. It used to just be one day with a Multifamily Masters Tour in front, but no, there's two full days. Where can you get information? Well, you can go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website and click on Expo there, or you can go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I will be there. 6,000 investors from all over the United States will be there. We have breakout classes. We have networking events. We have opportunities to tour apartment communities that our lead and passive investors own. Actual, get on a bus and go see these. Go see how they turn the property. They will open the books and give you a full tour. It is mind-blowing, my friends, but you need to make plans now. Make plans now. That's mid-March, and March will be here in no time. Mike, I take it you're going to be at the expo?
I will be there.
Don't you usually do a class at the expo?
Yes, I did. I did three classes at the last expo. Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's that Credit Sense is Not Common Sense course. Okay, I've sat in on that, and again, it's good stuff. And I think the biggest advice out there is most people have good credit. They don't realize that just improving their credit a couple of points can make all the difference in the world. So let's go back. We do get a lot of people from that other budgeting class that we're talking about, that other radio host, right. And when they come to us, they have done everything that that person told them, and now they're out of debt, but they have absolutely no credit. And for you listeners out there, this is a capitalistic society. Unfortunately, as much as you would love it to be an all-cash society for everything, if you want to take the 70-year plan to finally get financially free, that's it. If you want to go ahead and get financially free in 3 to 5 years, the way we teach it, then you're going to have to leverage. You're going to have to use credit. You're going to have to borrow. People make money and get wealthy borrowing, not saving. So Mike, talk to us. Someone comes to you and they have no credit, and we touched on this a little bit, but I really want you to spell it out okay. Now. What's the plan?
The plan is, first of all, we're going to get a credit card. We're going to charge $25 on it. When the bill comes in, we're going to pay it off online, and we're going to charge $25 again the next day. The second month, we're going to get another credit card. Do the same thing. Do that for about 8 months. The first month, we're also going to get an installment note. You can go to the bank and borrow against your savings account. You just let them debit your account for the monthly payment. An installment note is where you have set monthly payments. And if you're in a hurry to improve your score, what you can do is the second month, you can pay this installment loan down 30%. And then, but you have to make 7 monthly payments on the installment loan for it to be on your credit for 10 years. If you make 5 payments, it will help you while you're making the payments. And once you pay it off prior to that 7 months, it will not help you score any. So you have 2 legs. You have a revolving, you have an installment, and you pay it off in 5 months. You only have revolving again on your report that's giving you credit. If you will do just what I told you, 2 credit cards, 1 installment note, you'll have a 680 to 700 score within 90 to 120 days.
Interesting. You know, Mike, what you said, by paying off that installment loan early, it drops off your credit and really doesn't help you. But again, if somebody's got a collection on their credit and they pay it, it's still on there as a negative report for 7 years. Is that what you said?
7 years after they pay it. It's like a brand new collection with a zero balance.
Wow.
So it'd be gone in 3 years, but you pay it and report it zero balance, paid in full. It'd been there 7 years and it affects your score. Had a lady this week, she had paid three collections and her score dropped down. She said, why did my score go down? Because they have zero balance. They're not affecting my score. They are affecting your score, man. She'd been working her own credit for 6 months and her score had dropped in the past 6 months, trying to do everything right.
Yeah. Well, that sounds a little familiar. I see people that try to do real estate themselves, and real estate's very forgiving, don't get me wrong, but there's just a few, you know, by the time they come to us, we're like, well, and look, I'm guilty of it. I started out doing real estate myself. I just finally figured out that I need to get some professional help and do it the right way. But these little nuances with credit, what you're saying, I think a lot of people would find that interesting. Let me ask you this. Is more credit cards better? I mean, how does this all fit into the entire picture?
Well, you only need two or three credit cards. If you own more, that's fine. It's not hurting you as long as you don't go above 30%. The key is, let's just say you're middle-aged, you've had a credit card for a long time. Don't close that credit card out because it has a history of maybe 20 years on it. And length of history affects your on your cards, affects your score. So let's just say someone has a card that's 20 years old, and they get a flyer, they got good credit, they can get a zero interest loan, zero interest on a revolving credit card for 6 months. So they get that, and they close the old credit card out. So their credit card history on revolving debt went from a 20-year history to a one-month history. It's gone when you close it out.
Yeah, they want to see you with that longer history and longer not history. The shorter. So, Mike, how come different credit agencies will give you different scores? I'll run mine annually on all three, and they're all different. Are they using different techniques? What's going on? Why are they not the same?
First of all, it's like three different people. All right. There are three different bureaus. Let's just say that XYZ company sent in the tapes to report about your credit, okay, today. All right. Experian got it today, but didn't post it for a week. TransUnion got it today, posted the next day. Equifax got it and posted 2 weeks later. So your balances are going to be different on your credit cards on the different bureaus because they don't report the same day. So this bureau, you may have 80% usage on your credit card. Next one, you may have a 20%. See what I'm saying? They don't report the same day.
Gotcha.
And it's just they're never going to be the same. Because of that, the key is just make sure that you pay all your cards 5 days in advance online. Because the mail now is you know, sometimes it's slow and it can impact your score. And I also tell individuals to put all your cards on a minimum payment. That way you don't forget that $29 payment on that card. Well, that's just one late payment, $29. Oh, no, it just dropped your score 45 points for one late payment, 30 days.
Just one. So you may have 400 grand in credit in your Kohl's card. You're late for a $29 payment, and it'll drop your score 45 points?
Yes.
One simple payment. Wow. $45 versus $400,000 of credit, you wouldn't think it would hurt that bad.
You wouldn't think that, but it doesn't make any difference. That's why I say put all your credit cards on and your installment on a debit account, a debit. And caution of the wind is if you put on a debit card that's a card and then you cancel that card, you better change your card on those accounts or you have a late payment.
Gotcha. And then the other thing you said is pay the bill 5 days before it's due. So if it's due on the 20th, you want it to hit them on the 15th and then allow for some extra time because the U.S. Post Office?
I won't pay it off online.
Yeah, online, but you want it 5 days before it's the due date.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Mike, we're up against it right now. Why don't you throw out your contact information, and I appreciate having you on the show today.
Yes, my contact is Mike Doyle, 214-240-4538. I'll answer the phone 6 days a week. I'll give you a free consultation. Let's talk.
My friends, this is so fun. It's so rewarding what we do, and that's why we say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.